Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. It's another edition of the Gunsmith Show. Right here at US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. The Gunsmith, he is ensconced. He's in his chair. He's in his seat. He's raring to go.
I'm fairly caffeinated. Not fully caffeinated. I'm just good. Fairly caffeinated.
You don't want to be over-caffeinated.
No, by the end of the show, I probably will be.
You don't want to be under-caffeinated either.
No,
so.
No, that's a terrible thing.
He's in the Goldilocks zone when it comes to caffeination. Good. I love it.
Just right. I like it.
He's got his hunter's checklist as well. We're going to talk about that in segment one. And it's brought to you by...
Yeah, this segment's brought to you by... Yeah, Tri-County Roofing. Our good buddy Tim and his crew at Tri-County Roofing. We talk about hunting every week, he and I do. And I'm his... I think I'm his...
Sensei?
I think I'm just kind of his...
sounding board?
More like a therapist on as far as hunting goes, you know, because what do you think if I did this or what do you think if I did that? But doggone, he does more hunting than I do anymore. So he does a pretty good job. But, you know, this is a big heads up, and he wanted you to know it's only 116 days until bow season, people.
Oh, I knew that.
116 days.
Yeah, I've been.
Guess how many days it is till rifle season?
Hang on. 161.
147.
That's what I meant.
Woohoo!
All right.
Now, there are some early seasons,
yeah.
But there's so much going on. It's so cool. So we're going to talk about a hunter's checklist, but Tri-County Roofing, just so you know, if you've got a low pitch or a flat roof on a commercial building and you need work done on it, get a hold of Tri-County Roofing. That is their specialty.
Definitely the folks to call.
Yep. They've been around since 1971. So what does that tell you? Longevity. Chances are you've already been in lots of buildings that they've done.
Yeah.
And
also means Tim's really old.
He's not really old. Can't tell. He got no hair.
It's second generation. Yeah, that is, I know, true.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe third. But but anyways, great folks. Their number is 810-732-7740. So you can call them anytime you want. Leave a message if they're not there, but they will get back with you. You can always check out their website, which is tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. It's a long one. You get tired of typing that, but it's good. It's a good site. Shows a lot of his good works in there. So with Tim wanting you to know how many days it is till hunting season starts, we wanted to go over that fine list of you better get your affairs in order. You know what I mean? You better, it's time. You got to start getting your hunter's checklist done. A lot of people start the day after hunting season, you know, last year. They are.
Well, it's fresh.
Yeah, you know, it's fresh. You got to remember what you need, what you liked, what you didn't
the challenges you faced.
I actually went out this week and checked out my blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the overgrowth and said, oh boy, time to whip out the big gas-powered weed eater with the big handlebars on it and the metal blade and start cutting. Because I cut everything off at the ground. I don't want it to be like a VC trap where it's sharp sticks sticking up out of the ground.
No.
Chances are I'll trip, fall, and impale myself.
No, that wouldn't be good.
And I don't want that to happen. So, and you got to think about other hunters, too. You don't want to leave anything sharp. Just because you know where it's at doesn't mean the next guy doesn't know where it's at. Even if you don't really want other hunters near you, you don't want to have booby traps for them. Okay.
Right.
So you do
want them messing with your blind either.
Though. No, you do your justice in the woods and you put your cameras out there to make sure they don't do something bad to your blind.
Gotcha.
That way you can see if they're out there. So
you just had at it with a pretty good sized brush cutter.
Yeah, I actually won it on value and seized the deal.
Oh.
My big Murayama from
what's
that place north of it? Just north of Lapeer that I got it.
SS Equipment.
SS Equipment. Yeah, I got it right there. Monster machine. I love it. That thing takes trees down up to 3 inches thick.
No kidding.
It's cool. It's really cool. So with the hunter's checklist, what do we want to do? I know I went out there this week. I brought my wife with me. Had to test fire a gun out there in the woods and make sure it worked because I'd been working on one. So you got to have a checklist. Everything you do, Dan. You know, it's like we get up in the morning, got to make sure we put underwear on. We make sure we drink coffee.
Yeah.
We look in the mirror a couple times before we leave to make sure we don't have nothing stuck to it or anything.
Yep.
And then But I got out to the woods. Guess what I didn't have?
Now, you brought up the fact that you took Mary out there with you. I'm still waiting for that. Did you put an apple on her head?
No. She stayed in the car.
Oh, gotcha.
There was a lot of skeeters out there. There was already a lot of skeeters.
She came to keep you company.
She came to make sure she could apply the tourniquet if I hurt myself. Okay,
gotcha. And
believe me, in my truck, there's always a tourniquet kit.
Yes.
There's a big first aid kit.
Yeah.
There's duct tape. There's a roll of paper towels. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you ever, a shooting
duct tape, paper towels,
As a contractor, I use duct tape and paper towels to fix my, and electrical tape works good, too. It's a little more flexible.
Yeah.
But easier to rip off. But
you lose a digit or something, there's a lot of blood going to come out of that.
Bullet ricochets back and catches you. You don't want to have that happen.
Sure.
And you get hit in the thigh or something, before you get back to your truck, you might bled out.
Yeah.
So anyways.
We're not medical professionals. No, this is not for...
I've seen John Wick numerous times. and I did just watch the whole Reacher series this week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the second and third series.
I'm not very impressed.
I was pretty impressed. I got to tell you, we all looked at each other last night and said, Dan didn't like this?
No.
Dan needs to... He lost his man card, I'm afraid.
What? No. He's totally woke.
And this week, I think it's this weekend. I think it might be tonight, Saturday night, is... The Accountant 2 is coming out on Netflix or something. So
now that was a good movie.
I didn't go to see it, but Tim from Tri-County and his crew did. They all went and seen it, called me afterwards, told me all about it, so I didn't really have to go see it.
Oh, yeah, you do.
But then this Ballerina thing's coming out, too, so there's some good movies coming up.
Ballerina?
It's the John
Black
Wick
Swan?
Female thing.
Oh.
No, it's the it's about the Russian ballerinas. It's going to be great, I'm telling you. It'll be great.
Counting two. I'm there with you.
I'm just waiting for him to say it again. I need guns. Lots of guns. That's my Christmas wish list. So anyways, we're gonna talk about that today too.
All right.
So hunter's checklist. Get out your calendar. Look at the days, when your hunting season starts, when it ends, what days you think you're gonna be able to get. Schedule those hunting days or you won't get them. Honey, I thought you could go to the doll show with me. That stuff happens and it can ruin a marriage. Well, it can take your man card away is what it can do. If you got to go to the craft bazaar instead of being in your blind, hunting. So
there you got backup. You can point to the calendar.
Yeah,
Look, there it is.
It's written on a calendar and pen, never do it in pencil.
Nope.
Do it in pen.
Yep.
Better to scratch through it or white it out, but do not do it in pencil because then it can be erased. So schedule your hunting days. That's very important. Schedule with the people that approve or give you the PO of this.
The people that could veto.
Like your boss, or your work schedule. And that's why I was always self-employed, so that I could, do these such things.
Sure.
Then I came to work here for a while.
Yeah.
That was different, but you guys...
Oh, yeah.
You guys were really good to me. Really good to me. So I always kept venison in my freezer. So inventory your gear. Okay. These are hunter's checklist things that are very important. And it's a good time of year to do it because as you're going to the store to pick up mustard and ketchup for the hot dog cookout you're having, you might see something at Meijer's or you might say, oh, I'm real close to William's Gunsight. I'm just going to swing in real quick. And you can pick those things up slowly. She never realizes you bought them if you buy them slowly.
Yeah.
Sneak them in the house.
Yep.
And I wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying that some people do that kind
That's
of thing.
That's the key to any successful money laundering operation. You don't do it.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a money laundering operation. Yeah, I mean, you remember the Goodfellas, or was it Goodfellas?
Oh, yeah. Ma! Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, you don't, right after the bank robbery, go out and buy a mink coat.
No,
or
you don't.
A pink
Cadillac. You got to wait. Yeah. Or the choppers will be following.
It's a slow release into the money stream.
Yep. And remember the show Wedding Crashers?
I never saw it.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
What's the tall guy?
Owen Wilson.
The black-haired guy. What's his name, the tall guy? He's funny.
Oh, is it Vince?
Vince Vaughn.
Vaughn,
he's in that one where he's like, Ma! Molly! Never talk to me that way. And he's like.
And it's fake. It's not his Ma because they're Wedding Crashers.
Well, no, this he's just in another movie like that, but he says it. But it's hilarious. I just love it. Like a super spy. And he lives with his mother in the basement.
I got you.
So anyways, inventory your gear. Build your needs list, okay, and have it. Whether it's a mental checklist, you take a picture of it, put it on your phone so you never leave it on the counter because you don't want everybody to see your mental list of what you need. Shop wisely. Get your prices right. Save your money for hunting season because you're going to have to, if you don't get deer or something, you might have to go buy meat, you know, because you didn't get any. So, schedule your work days in and around your deer hunting and clear it with your boss. That's the important part. It's going to make you a better employee. That's my thoughts. A better spouse, a better Michigander, and by God, just a better American.
Yes.
If you're a smart hunter and you choose your days wisely,
yes.
Set the schedule. The first thing I do when I get a calendar at Christmas time, I always get new calendars from at our church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look to see what day Easter's on. I mean, which is bad. I should. I go to see what opening day is. Is it a Wednesday? Is it a Thursday?
When does it fall this
Friday?
Year? Mm-hmm.
It's important to know these things. And that's why I said it's 147 days till rifle season starts. So 147 days from today, Dano.
And then you're backing down from there.
Yeah, it's almost like an eclipse. And then you're just remembering the eclipse, you know, because opening day between daylight and 10:30 in the morning is usually
prime.
Oh, yeah. It's if the weather's
chills.
Good, you're good to go. Yeah, yeah. You're shaking. You're so excited, you know, and I'm geeked this year. The amount of deer track I'm seeing in the fields. They got the fields where at the farm I hunt on all perfectly graded and smooth. And we went out there and I'm like, look at this field. It looks odd. It looks like birds have been tearing it up. No, it's deer track. 400 acres and there's lines of deer just trailed through the dirt. So heavy already, I can't believe it. And it's like, you know what? I thought we knocked them out pretty good last year, but our Brittany didn't get any last year. So she didn't get a chance to hunt much.
So you left some.
We left some. We definitely left some. But it's all good. We're gonna get through this, and there will be venison in the freezer.
Oh,
I try to bring you venison sausage, and you always deny me. Everybody here does. Tony LaBrie, no.
Hmm.
Maggie, no.
Really?
Nobody wants venison sausage. It's very good. It's smoked. I get it done right there in Flushing. Good stuff.
Hmm.
I'll see if you actually, now that you're kind of keto.
Yeah.
You know, you might actually enjoy it because it's so healthy.
Yeah.
We eat venison four nights a week.
It's good meat.
House.
Yeah, it's nice and lean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tremendously lean. It's good stuff. So, all right, well, we got to go to commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about.
We'll figure it out. We'll come back.
The pros and cons of carbon fiber barrels, which is a cool
fiber.
Thing. Carbon fiber. It's an interesting topic.
Yes. We'll be back. We'll talk about that and more. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.